stop. And because, oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I want God to stop and listen to me.
Yeah.
Whenever I pray, right? You know, if it's in the middle of the night or driving in a car or whatever. Yeah. So I think it's kind of like, okay, I get it. It's my turn. To acknowledge that, you know?
Yeah.
Online wanted to say something.
Okay, just piggybacking off of what Jennifer said, of like what you said about like making space for God. But online.
I was just gonna say, like, for me, if there is like as my very bright red back can testify to, I love the sun. And I love just being in the sun.
Yeah.
So I like to sit outside and be with God, and that's one of my favorite types of prayer is when there's literally nothing, like I'm not thinking about anything, it's a meditation, it's uh-huh. just like, God, I'm here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and that kind of goes into a couple of kinds of pausing in the moment, the ocean, the either before or the after, or the oh poop, setting aside time for prayer, the Sabbath, you know, basically is a discipline of worship, and you know, what I call looking up, just the just kind of, you know, stop, look out, oh shit, maybe not oh shit, but like just acknowledging that I am here and God is there, and not necessarily up, you know, God is with, but kind of looking beyond the mess we're in.
What's like one of those songs? It is beautiful. God's creation is absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
you cannot get an ugly picture of nature, you know? Even tree-bearing trees has an appeal, I think. I don't know. It's God is good.
I agree. I'm just thinking, you know, but I feel like that's a challenge. Like, I'm sure there's a really nasty picture of nature out there, but I do agree. Like, even.
There's always the eye of the storm, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's always the eye of the storm, but also, like, there are certain things, of, even in decay and things that we would see
mm-hmm.
as less than good, like, you can even see God's hand in that. Or whether it's the renewal and, you know, decay into nutrients from soil, or, you know, the forcing us to stop. And of course, we're saying that, you know, not, you know, this is a fallen world, not everything is good, but God does use everything for good. But, okay, I'm going to move on to prayer. To pray is to be. And I feel like there's a distinction between a stop and a be. Stop is definitely that, you know, pumping on the brakes, you know, whether it's a sleeve caught in the door or, you know. But I feel like, you know, when we're talking about prayers to be, it is that, you know, consistent. It is the just acknowledging God is there.
With us. Present moment.
What was that?
To be in the present moment.
Yeah. It's very, like, almost like mindfulness, but God-focused. Jennifer, would you mind reading this next one?
Sure.
Jennifer, read this, and then if Winston, you can do the second half.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
I am the vine, you are the branches. You remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
And so, like, I see this as kind of that, you know, we are literally attached to Jesus, and, you know, so what, you know, with me, it is just acknowledging and, you know, being the branch, letting God be the vine and you be the branch. And, you know, letting God prune you, and, you know, yeah, but, so what are some examples of prayers of being? And in a lot of ways, like, I feel like, you know, like, when Katie, you were talking about, like, fasting in the sun and that type of thing, I almost feel like that's, like, a part of that prayer of being as much as it is a stopping. Wait, it can be both, yeah. but
I don't think you can do one without the other. You have to stop and be aware that you're praying to be in the prayer, to get the nourishment from the branch, you know, or from the vine. You know, you have so, like, I think you have to do both.
I think it's easier to do both, but I definitely know there have been times, you know, the prayer of doing dishes. I mean, that's really more doing, but there is the sense of, like, while you're in the moment, acknowledging God's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is, oftentimes there's a stop aspect to it, but you can kind of be while doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or be while being. But any other thoughts or questions? Because unfortunately, like, I feel like B is kind of harder, because it's between the stop and the do. It kind of incorporates both, but it is its own thing. And I'm trying to think. Any thoughts or questions? Or I might not. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by the fact that the flag looked like it was about to lift off and fly away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that flag might need to be repaired or replaced, unfortunately.
It looks like the stick started coming up out of the bottom.
So when I think of B, I think, like, the difference between stop and B, I feel like, is that stop is the making space, like, I'm going to commit this time, and the B is the being able to focus during this time, which, like, because you can stop, I at least personally, I know sometimes I can stop for prayer, and then my mind's like, oh, I need to grade these papers, and I need to do this, and I should text this person.
All right.
So I feel like the B is the, like, the second step.
Right. Yeah, no, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Thank you for clarifying that, because I was having trouble grasping that for a moment. But yeah, like, be, yeah, exactly what Katie said of it's awareness. And the examples I have are presence, just acknowledging the presence of God. I think a part of the being is to humility. And humility both in the sense of, you know, your place against the greatness of God, but also, like, your place in, you know, being that vine. Worship, I definitely see as, you know, an act of both being and in God's presence, and then just awareness, mindfulness, you know, and that, yeah, like, you often want to stop, but I think it's not, stopping isn't necessary for the being, but it definitely helps us be more aware of it. Come on. Easier to be aware of God when we're not doing other things. But yeah, like Katie said, like, the clarity of mind and focus on God. Okay, prayers to do. And Becky, would you mind reading this one?
Sure. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will.
Thank you. And then, Sarah, would you mind reading this one? This is the same verse, but in some ways it's a paraphrase, almost more like a poem, but it's the message interpretation.
Yeah, come over here because yeah. This is blocking it off a bit. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well-adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best in you. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you.
So, when I'm talking about it, it's like the, it is body is living sacrifice. Like, it's not just a matter of, it's a process. as we go about our daily lives, we should make sure that we are in alignment with God. And, again, I feel like all of these are kind of connected, because there's that awareness that we had from B, of, being aware as we're going about our day that we, we're connected to God, and that the doing and the being of our everyday as a, paraphrase, but this idea of, doing the dishes can be a prayer. And it doesn't just have, and it's not just every time you do the dishes it's a prayer, but the idea that you can prayerfully do the dishes. You can acknowledge God, you can acknowledge the people you're helping, or just the cleanliness, but, in the act of doing, we can incorporate prayer. So what are some examples of prayers of doing?
So, you know, I have a great book. Brother Lawrence wrote a book called Practicing the Presence of God. And the whole thing was him going out and making everything. Actually, it's funny you said dishes, because dishes is one of his prime examples of prayer. So, if you're more curious about this, it's called Practicing the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. It's written, I want to say, in the 500s. Very good book about prayer as doing.
Practice what?
Practicing the presence of God.
Yeah. I think the one I was more familiar with is I think St. Teresa Littleflower, which is not the St. Teresa we normally think of, but she kind of had a similar mystic type expression and understanding of God in the everyday. Did you have something you wanted?
I was having a tough time with it, and I was thinking about your second interpretation. And I was thinking, it's a doing of God's will.
Yeah.
And so God would want me to do dishes because, you know what I'm saying? Just because it's an act of giving and all that kind of stuff. I'm not in it, but it's doing God's will. It's doing God's will in driving. It's doing God's will in the way I conduct myself at the store.
Uh-huh.
It's doing God's will when I pick up dog poo. I think maybe that, because I was stuck with this. What is it,
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that. And, this is a, kind of touches back to be while doing of, that acknowledgement, that humility, that connection. We are the vine, Jesus is, or we are the branches, Jesus is the vine. Sorry.
Yeah.
Plants,
You said three things. Over again. Acknowledgement, what?
Just awareness, acknowledgement, connection with God.
Connection.
And then, you know, here comes Grandpa Guy. I had Hervik, you know, at, you know. And again, you know, just gotta be careful because we can get lost in the crux because it really is about prayer. Like, Hervik is Hervik, prayer is prayer, but we can make Hervik a part of prayer. And, you know, so when we're serving someone, we can just serve them to serve them, or we can serve them knowing that this is an offering to God. Offering, you know, we, you know, making, whether it's, donating to church or helping somebody on the street that you see, you can acknowledge that this, you know, yes, I'm helping, you know, the church as an organization, or I'm helping this person that I see in need, but it can also be an offering to God. And ideally, especially when we're doing a church, it really should be a prayerful moment. If you're, you know, if you're just doing money to help the organization, that's nice, but it's not worship if you're not adding that spiritual aspect to it. And praying for something. And this is kind of like flipping the script a little bit. Just, wait, so praying and doing is praying? Yes. Because prayer is a verb. Prayer, you know, praying, like, there's the unfortunate truism that sometimes people use prayer as a way not to do stuff. And this is not what I'm talking about. But praying, but that, you know, we cannot, you know, the book of James talks about, you know, you can't pray, be well and be good and not do anything for somebody. But at the same time, if you help the guy on the street, give him money, and then also pray for them. Like it's not an either or. We you know, it's not thought and prayer, it's prayer and action. But don't forget the prayer part. Don't just do the action. But praying for someone is something that we do. And a little bit and a lot of this is about intention. It's about being intentional and turning our actions into prayer, or being prayerful while we're doing the actions. A prayer I like to say during work hours is, God, let me be a blessing to them and then be a blessing to me. And just kind of centering myself of, like, this is my place of employment, let me be a blessing to them, and, you know, and let that blessing me on me too. And but it kind of frames just my everyday, you know, doing the task. But doing it for the Lord. And then kind of, you know, prayer and verb. Big one.
Yeah.
Kind of already went over that, but prayer and verb, very important. Any other thoughts on prayer as doing before moving on?
I think intention is a really big part of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Crash crisis over it.
Yeah, you definitely want to.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you may have seen this meme before. Those of you familiar with Marvel movies, this is from the first Avenger. The original line is Captain America talking to Hulk, you know, now might be a good time for you to be angry. And Hulk is like, my secret is all, I'm always angry. Well, this meme is
both can apply.
Both can apply! but yeah, the, I'm a fan of this one. Now might be a good time for you to be praying. That's my secret, Cap, I'm always praying. Yeah, pray always. Actually, I'll read this one. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So yeah, prayer, you know, we talked about prayer as, you know, stopping to pray, praying as just an act of being in presence of God, prayer and doing, and kind of tying that all together, you know, no matter what you're doing, pray. You know, pray in sadness, pray in joy. And yeah, that is God's will for us. Pray always. Any So I feel like I've, you know, had a fun meme verse, but how, you know, I guess that's for example from all the other ones. What is an example of praying always?
I feel like it's kind of what some of us said at the very beginning. Like,
yeah.
Things like praying for a parking spot, thanking God when we didn't crash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking outside and thanking God for the sunshine that's nice and warm. It,
yeah.
It's just the little moment, check-in moments along the day.
Yeah.
Well,
it
rained throughout the week, so my husband didn't have to worry about my plants dying while we prayed.
Right.
Yeah.
Any thoughts online?
When you wake up in the morning.
Yeah. Waking up in the morning. Yeah. Sorry, what was that, Kelly?
I'm praying always. It's like, I know it's not a fun word, but the discipline of setting aside time for prayer, like, yes, there's the little things, and, like, I know God appreciates that, but I also know that when we take the time, like, this is when I'm going to intentionally stop and be and listen and then do, like, God speaks to us more clearly, which allows us to thank Him more often. But I do think, like, we have to have that time of deeper prayer, of setting aside time where it's like, I'm going to be still and quiet and listen and study or pray. I think that's really important part of this, and it needs to be a daily habit. I think that's a really important part.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So it's a discipline, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, well, the discipline of stopping, like, you know, multiple times a day is definitely a, like, or at least once for a longer time. Like, I do feel like it's very easy to, like, just be like, oh, God, thank you for everything you're doing, and that is a type of prayer, but at some point, like, our prayers need to be deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, next day.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times that's a thank you, God, prayer in my day, and it's like, and then I keep going.
I
say, thank you, God, that you saved my life and I didn't run into that person or I didn't hurt somebody or whatever, you know. But you know what I mean, God. Thank you. It's not, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, like, I think definitely, to piggyback on what Katie said, like, we get in what we put, like, I mean, we get in what we put in, like, you know, or get out what we put in. Sorry, I'm tired. Just in case you shouldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
But, we definitely, like, yeah, being intentional with when we stop and make time to be with God is absolutely essential.
And it goes back to being respectful.
Yeah.
You know, and I think sometimes we forget that this is God, my Father. This
uh-huh.
is my Lord. And
yeah.
I need to formally address that and be aware of that at all times and not take it for granted that, okay, he was here even though I didn't ask him, you know. He was here to save, you know, get me for money.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's most of what I've got today. Kind of in summary, prayer is making time with God. Whether you're going to do it or not, but, yeah, and like Katie said, you know, you want that intentional time. You want the longer time, you know, to get deeper with God. Remember that prayer is a verb. Don't forget to do stuff, but don't forget to pray either.